The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller. It is September 9, 2016. I had to take the day off yesterday. Whatever the crud was that I had last week, Thursday and Friday, kind of crept up a little bit. And I thought, you know what, rather than running myself into the ground, let's try the approach. I did nothing but sleep for about 24 hours. So, is that banner back up on the site, Mike? I want to remind people that this thing going on Sunday, it's kind of fascinating to me because evidently a few calls came over. Is that, Mike, is that in the news column anywhere? It might have, well, scroll me back up here. It is? Okay. There it is. Thank you very much. If I can get it to pop up. There we go. Yeah, the Austin Truth Fest is going to be going on as scheduled. I think the only change to this program is George Butler is not going to be there. But Christopher Bolin, Jim Mars, Mark Anderson, myself, Desi Andrews, and they got some pretty good entertainment lined up. Dr. Jake Wade is going to be there as well. And something mysterious happened on the way to the Roman Forum. And Christopher Bolin evidently has been getting a lot of flack. He's been making whistle-stop tours here. Talking about 9/11, which the anniversary, ironically, is this Sunday, September 11th. And the event, well, they got a few complaining calls. And we're not going to be allowed to speak on stage in the beer garden section. Okay, it's like this outdoor covered venue kind of thing. Because they were afraid that, well, maybe some of our talk might upset just regular customers that are going to be there. I'm like, really? So let me see. You're in the business of loading up with alcohol, dumbing them down, putting them to sleep. We wouldn't dare want to wake them up in the middle of their drunk, I guess. I guess that's the idea. At any rate, Did you put that back up on the website, that comment that that listener had made? Rob in Chicago? Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to address that because people come and go. There have been listeners to me since the days of shortwave, since my very first appearance on air. You poor people. And I wanted to address this because there's this tendency for people, okay, well, we all know what's going on, and we all got to huddle up, and we all got to move on together. Well, yeah, I can understand that thinking. And I guess he wanted to know this this comment came from somebody in Chicago. Right, Mike? Okay. And said, you know, I can't read this, so I'm going by what you had said. So it's coming up here in a second. You don't remember it. Well, okay, I'm going to paraphrase here. Thank you, Mike. You know, why don't you get together with Steve Quayle or Hagman and Hagman or what was the other guy? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What? Dave Hodges. And who? Gary Heathen. Okay, put that one on the screen so I get it right. I was going to say I've never known anybody with a last name Heathen. Gary Heathen. I've never heard of the guy. Who is he? I'm sorry? Amerageddon? Never saw the movie either. I'm sorry. Anyhow, mystery to me. Well, to the person that suggested this, I have worked with these people. Dave Hodges used to have a program on this network until he pulled a pin and threw a grenade in it. He didn't do it intentionally, but stupidly, without doing any checking, he blew up the commercial side of this radio network. Thank you very much. As far as Steve Quayle goes, Steve and I worked together years ago. And that was the old Republic Radio International. He was partners in that. Okay? So, Hagman and Hagman, I've looked at their stuff, and I'm kind of like middling on them, not one way or the other. But the one thing and let me phrase this carefully and delicately so people don't get upset or get the wrong idea. My idea of a person with a good Christian mores, ethics, morality, the folks that I admire the most are the people that walk with a quiet confidence in their own beliefs. And you can tell, okay? You can really tell. Because you don't have to go around selling anybody on anything. It's within your heart. It's within your spirit. It literally shows on the outside. And I have been extremely distrustful throughout the years. And I'll say this out of experience, not of a personal opinion or a vendetta against somebody that believed or a certain way. It's not it at all. What I have a hard problem with is people that have been running around calling themselves Christians and you got to get Jesus, and they turn around and screw you like some atheist that hangs out with the devil in the pale moonlight. I've seen it over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, this is one of the best covers for ATF and FBI when they would infiltrate groups. And back in the 90s, the militias, oh, man, they'd get the guys that, were believers, and they'd grab their Bible, and they'd go in there and play patriot, and in there collecting data information to try to build cases against individuals or organizations. I mean, this was going on back in the 90s. You couldn't take a swing in either direction without hitting one of them, literally. So I am I am really, really careful when I see people slathering Jesus all over everything, as if this is going to be a shield that you've got to believe me because, well, look, I believe in Jesus. I don't trust people that do that. And I have encountered people that have run up to me. I mean, literally, one had me trapped in a boat in the middle of a lake one day. And this is no joke. There was three of us in a boat, and the host, well, have you been saved? And I'm thinking to myself, when am I going to get anointed here? Am I going to get dunked? How should I respond to this? And I looked at him and I said, well, whether I am or not, I said, is that a concern for you? Do I have to answer in the affirmative in order to be okay in your little group? How do you want me to answer this? Well, you either are or you aren't. And I said, you know, I said, this is a matter. When you're talking about issues of faith and spirituality, I said, there are some people that don't run around and wear this on their arm like a chevron. I said, there are people that consider this to be more intimate than their relationship with their spouse. Okay? And he insisted. And he wouldn't back down and he wouldn't stop. And I just looked at him and I said, you're going to do one of two things right now. You're either going to shut up or you're going to row this boat back to shore. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hallelujah, row me back to shore. Because if you don't, and the most people that I have seen that come up to you and insist that you be saved and that you get down on your knees and have the, are the people that are most screwed up in their own lives, running around rather than getting their own house in order, getting their own spirituality within their own self settled. They're madly running around trying to save everybody else while they're losing themselves. Now, I don't talk about issues such as this. You may have noticed, for you longtime listeners, you've probably never heard me speak like this. But it troubles me, and it has for a number of years. I don't have to ask what God affiliation somebody has. I can watch their actions. I can watch the way they conduct themselves, how they carry themselves through life. And 9 times out of 10, this has been my experience again. This has been my personal experience. That when you find a rock solid individual that walks with not a swagger, but that quiet confidence that you can actually see, you can feel, it's palpable. 9 times out of 10, they are a Christian. But they don't shove it in your face. They don't tell you, well, you got to believe like I do, or you're not going to be you're going to be in the ante room out there. You're not going to be part of the inner circle club here. It's been exclusionary. And this is why I have not, through all of these years, took up the issue of religion. Because we've got so many people that believe in different ways. And you know this. You've seen it. You've experienced it yourself. And when you start to sidle up to one, well, that doesn't make that other group happy. And well, if you don't believe this way, that's not going to make that group over happy. Look, here's the deal. You have been delivered that spiritual message. You know the difference between right and wrong. You know the tenets and the structure of your belief system, right? Do you not? Okay. For your personal salvation, and I'll use that term, eternity is a very long time. And I've simply said to people that, look, if you have studied and you are comfortable and you see no fault, you stick to your beliefs and don't let anybody ever shake you from them, ever. If you're not, adjust accordingly. Keep searching. Keep looking. and one day you will find what you need. And my attitude about the hereafter has been, is if you've been good enough in this life, if you've been the best person you can be, and we all have limitations, do we not? But if you've done the absolute best, how can heaven be denied from you? How could it be withheld from you? In other words, eternity is a very long time. And if you're satisfied in your own mind that the reward is you're going to be able to spend eternity in heaven, okay then. I'm down with that. But I will not take a position on the various sects or belief systems. I've done my own studies. I have for a number of years. The questions of spirituality have never been out of my mind for one day in my entire life. So, I understand, my friend in Chicago, why you suggested that. And I believe me, I do understand. There's some things that I miss, but the broad strokes, I pretty much cover pretty much everything. The finer details, sometimes I miss. But I've been around a while, been around the block a few times. That's why the old odometer has clicked over more than once. And there are things that I will not do because I don't want to isolate other people. Now, I hope that I have not further confused or confounded the issue for somebody, but there it is. In my personal experience, seriously, folks, the people that are the best people that I've met in my life, that they just exude something that there is a confidence, not only in just the way they step, the way they walk, it's the way they hold themselves. It's the way that they'll address another person. It's the way that, well, just all in all, the way that they are. And it's been my experience that those with that demeanor and that quiet confidence, 9 out of 10 of them are Christian. And they won't tell you. They won't demand that you come to Jesus, otherwise they ain't going to have a damn thing to do with you because, well, you might sully my soul, my perfect little soul. Or I'm trying to create an environment here, and I don't want any distractions. I don't want any sin creeping into my life. This is why I have not and I will not discuss this in any greater detail. Have I in the past or will I in the future? On a one-on-one basis, I will talk to anybody about anything. But for public airwaves, uh-uh. Because that person may not believe the way I do. Or they might have been programmed that you don't go near them people. If they don't believe the way you do, you just stay away from them because they're going to be a vexation of your soul. Well, I don't know how vexing I've been to people's souls. I've always thought of myself as being a liberator. Robbie Ravolt wants me to say, what now? Robbie Ravolt wants me to tell you you're spot on. About what? Oh, okay. All right. By the way, is anybody getting the idea here? Remember me saying about 2 or 3 weeks ago that Hillary Clinton, she has almost become a leper. There is so much stuff coming out about Hillary Clinton. They need their guy. Sorry, Hillary. I know you like the women. Does that make me a lesbian if I like women too? Oh, no, I'm a male. Oh, okay. All right. Then I'm cool. A little bit more on this on the other side. 512-716-1603, 1883, or 1897. I know, just a little while longer with a phone issue. I'm sorry.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right. Down at the Schultz Beer Garden at 1607 San Jacinto Boulevard. You know, when I first came down to Texas, I remember the Alamo. Well, I read up on the Alamo. I went down there and visited the Alamo twice. Did the little river walk thing. And, you know, I'd seen the movies, and I decided to dig into the real history of it. And, you know, everybody there died. What's that, Mike?
A woman and a baby
might have survived that whole thing. And I often wondered, why the Alamo? Why not San Jacinto? Because that was the get back. The Alamo was the warm-up. San Jacinto was the end of it. So, I don't know. At any rate, off down another rabbit trail. Down on San Jacinto Boulevard in Austin, Texas. We're going to be there Sunday. The speakers start at 12 noon. Hey, you people over there in Fredericksburg, we've come to your events. Can you come to ours? You know, you're about, what, 70 miles from us? New speed limits out there, that's an hour's drive. Come on down. And I'm telling you, you want to feel better? Get around like minds. Oh, my gosh. It is, a lot of people find themselves isolated. They can't talk to family members. The neighbors have figured out that you probably have cancer of the brain. You're so whacked out and crazy. So it's kind of a reinforcing or a healing, if you will. So this Sunday, folks, September 11th, Austin, Texas, the Austin Truth Fest, 1607 San Jacinto Boulevard in Austin, Texas. You want to look at more? Go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. We got the flyer up there, and you can look at the day's activities. And I guess if you click on, Mike, do a test on that Schultz Garden, that SchultzGarden.com. Does it give a map there? Don't Google it. Or are you just going to SchultzGarden.com? Oh, okay, good. All right. 512, open phone Friday, folks. 512-716-1603 or 1883 or 1897. And just a minute on the screwed up phones. Looks like Vonage has absolutely no idea what the hell they're doing in the voiceover IP segment, especially for this type of business. So it looks like we're going to have to pull the plug on that and go back to Impact Telecom. God. And this has been a real burden for the host, for callers, for you out there that don't have unlimited minutes and used to use the 800 numbers to call into the programs. Yeah, I know. I get you. I got you. And there, I was told today they're going to do the same damn thing. Oh, well, no, you really don't have a contract. And I said, then why am I still getting a bill from you guys? Well, you know, we see that you you ported some numbers. And I said, yeah, I want to port them back. And I said, what I was trying to do was get away from your company because you promoted yourself as being voice over IP. And what you did was give us voice over IP telephones. But you hooked our Gettner with all the lines that are used the most for incoming and outgoing long distance, and you were billing us 3 cents a minute. Before I redid that contract, our phone bill was pushing $2,000 a month. So I finally got it shaved down a little bit and renegotiated. We got it down to $850 a month, and I thought, you know what, that's better than a sharp stick in the eye. $850 is better than $2,000. Let me see. Do the math. So, it has not worked. These people at Vonage, holy mackerel. And nobody, and in order to save a buck, folks, here's the irony to this whole thing. In order to save a dollar, they no longer send out texts in the field. So, in other words, you get a new phone system. Oh, well, we'll walk you through it on the phone. Huh? Wait a minute. I just learned how to use the internet efficiently. And if it wouldn't have been for electronic engineering school, I wouldn't know how to work one of those scientific calculators. So you're going to walk me through and try to educate me while you're trying to walk me through with what a tech should be doing? Seriously? Whew. Gosh. 512-716-1603, 1883, or 1897. Don't be strangers today. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, conservative leader and former conservative leader. Conserving what? Oh, and former Never Trumper Mark Levin says he will vote for Trump. Now, I wasn't going to take the time out of the 1 hour and 22 minutes here to go ferret out the voice track here. But I've heard Mark Levin's idea of conservatism. Yeah, he hits the Constitution thing. He even wanted to bolster it by adding 11 more amendments to the Constitution. When I think pretty much the democracy that we all live under now, they've pretty much dumped the first 10 amendments. But he has changed his mind. He's now a supporter of Donald Trump. He was supporting Cruz, and that was it. That was the constitutional guy. Well, you know, we're not even going to get the luxury of hindsight. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we could have a vote and Ted Cruz became president and Hillary Clinton wasn't? And after 4 years, we could look at it and go, okay, let's wind this back. Okay, let's have Donald Trump, he then becomes president, and Hillary doesn't. And let's see how he did in his first 4 years. We don't have that luxury unless somebody out there, and you've hidden the world's best kept secret, unless you have a time machine, how would we know? If I was able to travel back 24 hours, what would you do if you had the ability to track back and go back 24 hours? What would you do? I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd register with every damn lottery in all 50 states. I'd get the winning numbers. See, today I have the numbers that were actually drawn yesterday, get the idea? And I'd probably be under investigation for the rest of my life because nobody has that kind of luck. But, you know, I would be selective. I'd only hit the bigger jackpots. But I would end the money woes, and I'd expand this network out until everybody in this country is saying, did you hear that new radio station that RB, what was that, RBN, RBM? Yeah. Any rate, Mark Levin. You got a clip? How long is it? 3 minutes. Okay, go ahead and play. The great Mark Levin.
You can't vote for Hillary Clinton, so what do you do? Well, I have kids, and I have a granddaughter, and I'm going to do everything possible from a political perspective to try and stop her from becoming president of the United States. I didn't choose Donald Trump in the Republican primary. I didn't create the Republican primary system. I didn't choose Rince Priebus to be chairman of the RNC. Like all the rest of you, here I am, hands tied. But a decision, yes, I will make, and I won't duck from it. And I could go on and on about how I'm George Washington, about how I'm the last guy standing and all the rest of it, but I'm not. I'm not going to surrender my principles, and neither are you. As a matter of fact, I will cast my vote for the purpose of fighting those who will destroy what we believe in, who will destroy what we believe in. Now, voting for Donald Trump is not a full-bore endorsement of Donald Trump. It means I'm voting for him to stop her, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm voting for Trump in hopes of stopping Hillary.
Please call him the lesser of two evils.
And I have no illusions about Donald Trump. But I have no illusions about Hillary Clinton. And so I think if you're principled, you're conservative, you're a constitutionalist, and you want to make a decision in this election, I don't think there's another choice. I've tried to find another option. I have debated it and discussed it with family and friends. I've looked into history as best I can. I've gone back to my philosophy books and so forth. Now, I'm not saying you have to agree with me. You'll vote your own conscience. You'll make your own decision, of course. Some of you will be disappointed in me. Some of you won't. It really doesn't matter. You have to do what you think is right. Some people have even said you shouldn't have said what you're going to do. Well, why wouldn't I say what I'm going to do? I'm not doing anything dirty or anything wrong. And let people draw their own conclusions. I consider you to be very, very smart, and you will. But in the end, I found the arguments about just kind of not voting for president.
Is it 3 minutes up yet?
You know who's going to lose. Unpersuasive. Unpersuasive. I found the argument that electing Trump will destroy the Republican Party unpersuasive because I think the Republican Party has all but destroyed itself already.
I'll agree with that.
I find it unpersuasive when people pretend that Donald Trump's a conservative like we've always been. No, he's not. He's not. Period. That doesn't mean he doesn't hold some conservative views that he may at some point promote. I hope so. Or that he won't put advisors around him who are conservative. I hope so. Or that he'll stick to his guns when it comes to the Supreme Court and other court positions. I hope so. There's no hope with Hillary.
For more, sign up for Levin Team.
What was that, Michael? Oh, okay. After once declaring he would never support Trump, as a Republican presidential nominee, Mark Levin changed his mind with a big announcement on his radio program Tuesday. You just heard an excerpt. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I'm going to wind up voting for Donald Trump on Election Day, the talk host said. after reiterating his perspective that Texas Senator Ted Cruz was a far better choice for conservatives. "I take no responsibility for the dumb things he says or the dumb things his surrogates say," he added of the GOP nominee in his campaign. Wait a minute, Mark. I considered your "let's add 11 more amendments to the Constitution" one of the dumbest statements. He even wrote a book on it. One of the dumbest endeavors and statements he ever made. Because, you see, we have a problem in this country. Whether they be Democrat or even unregistered voters, independents, Republicans, conservatives, give it a name. You know, there is one quieting argument that settles everything down, and that's called the Constitution, of which both parties have chose to ignore. And there's a lot of wisdom in that. Tons of wisdom. Enough wisdom in order to start a country over, I would say. Yeah, there's real meat and potatoes in that Declaration of Independence. And some have argued that that Constitution, well, you know, it isn't the way I would have done it. Or I see fault in it. Well, you get me a room full of perfect men, and then I'll expect to have a perfect product. But perfection, in my estimation, after looking at a lot of different systems of government currently and in the past on this planet, I'd consider this one to be not perfect, but probably as close as men will ever get. That's the problem, that they're not paying attention to it. Levin's endorsement comes 5 months after he unequivocally stated, "I am not voting for Donald Trump, period." Clayton in California. Hello, Clayton.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I think Levin has changed his tune because he got so much backlash from his supporters. You know, he launched his Levin TV. I don't know the ratings on it, but I don't know how well it's doing. And I bet he's gotten so much backlash that the guy has changed his tune, and he just seems like a fraud and a huckster to me.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Clayton, to be honest with you. I don't know much of... I don't know... Look, in order to know if a person is being disingenuous, you have to actually be in their skin. Now, we can look and we can listen and we can use our own judgment. And eventually, and people say that, well, they don't do it, but they make judgments on other people all the time. I am not in Mark Levin's skin, so I don't know if he is a huckster, okay? But I do know that some of the stuff, especially when he was promoting his book, that he would not entertain any questions or any arguments. And I listened, I had the, I guess you could call it the luxury, of being trapped in a vehicle for some 35, 40 hours, listening to all of his interviews with all of his buddies, supposedly in the conservative radio realm. And I think that Mark Levin believes what he believes, but he doesn't want to entertain anybody else's argument or take into counsel anybody else's information. He knows what he knows, and that's all that he knows, and that's what he's going to tell you about.
I always wonder about people who always know what they know and are never willing to open their mind to alternative information.
It's tough. It's called programming. I mean, this Clayton, this is part of the problem that I've heard expressed, and I know a lot of veterans that know a lot of retirees. And it's this attitude, America, do or die. You don't like it, get the hell out. That right or wrong, and you've heard this, right or wrong, you got to love and back your country. Well, yeah.
Oh.
I have a hard time following that because, as I said, nobody's perfect, and governments and people make mistakes. But we have seen these so-called mistakes repeated over and over again, and it's just not a I stepped on your shoe and ruined your shoe shine. We're talking about blowing millions of people into smithereens, spending ungodly amounts of money with little or no regard for anybody else's sovereignty or their ability to say, hey, leave me alone.
Well, exactly. Like, I've even gotten into arguments with my fellow conservative friends who, you know, when that ship was buzzed over in Russian waters, our spy ship, you know, I bring up the point, well, what are we doing over there? What if they were in the Gulf? But they look at me like, are you a Russian lover? Are you a communist?
Yeah.
You know, they, and I'm like, no, we're in their backyard. We're spying on them. What do you not get about that?
Well, and I'll give you a perfect example. This thing with the four little skiffs, you know, buzzing angrily around our warship that was over. And I'm looking at this, and our damn ship was in their waters, their territorial waters.
Yes.
And they just basically came out to remind them that, hey, you know, you stepped in the little nest here, and we're angry little hornets. We haven't stung you. We haven't fired at you. But we're here to remind you that you're a little bit too close to our abode. Please leave us alone. But you will not, Clayton, what I find fascinating is the amount of propaganda, the truth that is withheld from people. And they're left to weigh everything that they see and they hear, but it's been filtered. It's been constructed for their consumption conveniently. And they know as much about the truth as I would, well, how to make honey, you know?
And I lived in that matrix up until 2005. And when I started listening to you guys and started actually saying, what? This is crazy. Let me look into this because I have an open mind. It's like, well, okay, if they're saying this, somebody, you know, then prove it wrong. That's what most people would set out to do if they have a logical, curious mind.
It's a good thing that I've grown an extra layer of skin, because the amount of times I've been called dishonorable, I've been called all kinds of names, a wingnut, tinfoil hat, conspiracy theorist, asshat. You give it a name, I've been called that. And it bothers me sometimes, Clayton, that those programmed people out there, when I start talking about the United States, when I start talking about their military adventurism, how we have never had a declared war since World War I, when I tell people that, you know, the UN, they were in charge of Korea and Vietnam, and it was very closely kept to the vest here about the Middle East, but if you take a look at it, it was coalition forces, the whole UN bit. And I tell people this, and they just look at me as if, like they were calling you. Are you a communist? Are you an infiltrator from communist China? Or what the hell is wrong with you? Where you have taken the time to dive down that rabbit hole, you have taken the time. And this is a hard thing to do, and I congratulate you for doing it. This is one of the toughest things to do, is to go against that grain, to really drill down into stuff and to really see what's happening and why it is happening.
I think it's just natural curiosity, and I am surprised and shocked that people don't have it, especially in this day and age, with so much information being filtered in different ways, unless they are really just still getting their information from TV. I just, you know, I don't get it.
Well, and they're not reading newspapers anymore. When they do watch news, people in this country that that believe themselves to be, I guess, the remnant of what a constitutionalist or a conservative used to be in this country, they'll watch Fox News. But you will watch Fox News, and the one thing that stands out is they're always being very carefully guided through with the correct propaganda and the correct stories, and they're toting the neocon line. They're not questioning anything. So, you know, yeah. I mean, this thing... The solution to this would have been for a lot of Americans to get pissed off about 25 years ago and start with, you know what, this is not a democracy, this is a constitutional republic, and then started instead at the top end down from the state level up. It would have taken many years just to turn that ship of state around. But here we're faced with people that are deeply divided. They have their opinions. Anything they hear to the contrary, they think that is just pure propaganda or not even worth their time for consideration. They have been locked up in their own little mind vault, and they refuse to get out of it.
Especially if you bring up the fact that we're a republic and not a democrat or a democracy.
Democracy. Well, you know, the shocked look on this guy's face that he knew what he knew, and that's what he knew. When I looked at him, and I said, did you know the Federal Reserve was a privately owned corporation for profit? You would have thought I just told him, hey, you want to buy some naked pictures of your mama? The look on his face was unbelievable. And I looked at him and I said, just go look it up. The people that think that they know what they know, they don't know. Clayton, I thank you for your call, sir, and thank you for listening to the network. Spread the words to some other tinfoil hat-wearing people. Maybe we can get enough to make a change.
John, I love you, and I always contribute on PayPal whenever I can.
Thank you so much, Clayton. I appreciate it. Let's take the break. Fred in Pennsylvania, you're up next.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
just when I think I've seen and heard everything. No, that's not the case. Our old 800 number for Republic Trading Group, the 800-691-7898. If you dial that number, that goes into the office phones and rings on our office phones. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, so what? That was not supposed to be there. And with the regular 800 number, the 724-2719, you dial that, it doesn't go anywhere. It says it's busy. But lo and behold, You dial 800-691-7898. It rings into our office phones with the cue that's programmed into the voiceover IP phones. Tell me this company isn't screwed up. Holy mackerel. How in God's green earth did they screw this thing up so badly? They couldn't port our 800-724-2719, but I can get an old gold number? Gosh. Fred in Pennsylvania. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
If I may, I would like to go back a little bit to the Liberty Amendments that Mark Levin had proposed. I looked through the book briefly, and I also found out something very interesting about that Article 5, that is the article to amend the Constitution or call a convention. I had a reference book that indicated the American Bar Association had a vote on a new Article 5 in 1961, and it didn't pass, but the proposed amendment would allow for a change in the Constitution without Congress acting on what the states had proposed. It could just basically
they could amend, or they could amend. Let me, Fred. Let me clarify this. They could amend the Constitution and throw the whole thing in the trash bin. And that was the problem. This is why people have not wanted a constitutional convention for all of these years. Of the danger. Could you imagine some of these governors that you see out there having a vote on an amendment to the Constitution, and maybe somebody bringing up a vote, you know, maybe we need to revamp this for modern times. We've got to have that living Constitution, so let's just scrap the whole damn thing and start all over again.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problems that the country has have to be, I think, dealt with at least some amendments somewhere along the line.
Don't you think that we could straighten out most of what's wrong with this country right now if we were paying strict adherence to that Constitution? What makes you think but that adding more amendments to the Constitution they're already ignoring would help anything?
Well, I actually agree with you, but I think you'd have to cultivate a movement that would stay involved. With that, anything is possible. Any respect for the Constitution is possible if you have a movement. But I don't see people getting off the couches and doing that.
Well, if you're going to get them off the couch by getting them excited by saying that, hey, we're going to have a constitutional convention and we're going to fix the problems that are already fixable by way of strict adherence to the Constitution in the first place, I'd much prefer they just stay seated.
Well, I hear you, and I can see both sides of that. I want to also mention that.
Okay, well, hold on one sec. Fred, hang on a second. I'm up against a hard break here. Got to take top of the hour, identification, and all that other stuff. So hang on there. 512-716-1603, 1883, or 1897. If you'd like to make a donation today, you can call toll-free 800-691-7898.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.